You're listening to Crypto at the Ferrum Roundtable, made for the people who want to make the most out of their crypto journey, with the mission of breaking down barriers to mass adoption of blockchain technology. This podcast is brought to you by the folks at Ferrum Network. All information in this podcast is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only, without any express or implied warranty of any kind, including warranties of accuracy, completeness, or fitness for any particular purpose. The information contained in or provided in this podcast is not intended to be and does not constitute financial advice, investment advice, trading advice, or any other advice.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Ferrum Academy. My name is Tom from the marketing team here at Ferrum Network. Please welcome Ian, the COO of Ferrum Network. Hey, Ian.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, and please welcome the newest addition to the marketing department here at Ferrum Network, Joe. Joe's joined us as a digital marketing specialist, and he's going to be doing a lot of those videos that you know, that you love, that you share, that you engage with. Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing? I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Look at this. There's two hosts in our show right now. This is so much fun. I absolutely love it. We're going to be hosting this episode, obviously, together with Joe. But what I want to do is just to give a little, maybe not just agenda, but basically just a little overview of what we're going to discuss, which I think is a perfect time and perfect episode for Joe to join us, because this video is going to focus on Ferrum recap on the Ferrum Network and everything that's been in the last couple years, everything that's been in the past, and also an overview on the future as well. So let's just dive right in. Ian, I've got a question for you. Since the launch of Ferrum Network, since it all started, right? What problems have we identified in the crypto space?
That's a good question, Tom. I think a lot of the problems that we identified early on in Ferrum when we founded the company in 2018, primarily an absence of interoperability between chains, high costs, and slow speeds of the major chains. These are still big issues. But I think the fundamental issue is, how do we build an ecosystem, technology, company, you know, and companies and protocols that drive the mainstream adoption of cryptocurrency? So solving real world problems. How do we solve real world problems? And I still think we're struggling with that to some degree. A lot of crypto is predominantly speculation based and not utility based, but there are many, many excellent companies and protocols and blockchains that are trying to solve for these big problems. And Ferrum is, I count Ferrum among them. So look, it's early days in the industry. There are a lot of really, really smart people here building important things. And we just got to do everything we can to bring those to light and help drive adoption to the industry as a whole.
I've got a question for you. What is Ferrum building directly? Like, what are you guys doing to solve these problems?
Yeah, so we set out in 2018 to solve two of the big problems in the crypto space that we viewed as impeding the mainstream adoption of crypto, which is the fact that the big chains, the major chains, primarily Bitcoin and Ethereum and others, are too slow and expensive to act as a medium of exchange. In other words, you will not go to your local coffee shop and buy a coffee with Bitcoin for a number of reasons, but primarily or largely because that transaction cost you paying gas fees would exceed the value of the coffee. So Bitcoin will not be a medium of exchange unless and until that is solved. I have actually moved away from the notion that Bitcoin will ever be medium of exchange because it's too volatile and it's been proven too valuable to just hold over time. Why would you buy a coffee with an asset that you know could be worth, 50 coffees? And we're not talking about coffee, but why would you buy a house well, you know, you buy a mansion in 5 years with your Bitcoin holdings. So you're not buying, but even stable coins, right, which are always pegged to a dollar, if they're running on the Ethereum network, it could be $20 to do a transaction of for five USDT, costs $20 in gas fees. So we're trying to solve those problems at Ferrum Network by building a chain which is able to connect other chains together and allow you to do transactions of those assets faster and cheaper than if they were on their native chain. But it's actually more than that now. That was the version one of Ferrum mainnet. Version two, calling interoperability 2.0, is not just the ability to move assets fast and cheap, but actually the ability to move and deploy data across different chains very fast and cheap with essentially a click of a button. It's more of a developer problem that the industry faces, but nonetheless a very important one. So that's interoperability 2.0, and I can talk about that more, but we're still here trying to solve those fundamental problems that are plaguing the industry.
Okay. I mean, this is fascinating because if you go to watch a video from DC Central Miami from last year, I think it was from last year, that link's going to be in the description as well. That's a video where Ian's on stage and he's basically for 25 minutes just talking about how Ferrum started, what happened, how did it all work out, and what was the core idea and the core purpose of Ferrum Network. And I love to see how much is actually, like, how it's changed. It's just been literally, you know, 3-4 years, like, tops, you know, for Ferrum. And to go from just an incubator, you know, to develop into something so, like, I call it a powerhouse. Obviously, you know, we all associate with Ferrum Network, so, you know, people may be like, oh, you know, yeah, whatever. These guys are always going to be hyping up Ferrum Network. But no, it's honestly, it's true. Because if you think about it, interoperability 2.0, there's only a handful of projects that are doing something, that are trying to solve those problems, those issues, and trying to introduce interoperability 2.0 to the public. Out of around 15 or 16,000 tokens and coins that you can see on CoinMarketCap, there's literally a handful of projects that are doing something with that. I think that's incredible. I reckon that there's going to be a lot of people watching this and all of many of our other videos as well in some time when Ferrum's actually going to massively blow up and everyone's going to be, you know, trying to find out what is this, what's FRM, what's Ferrum Network, what are they doing, how they do it. You guys, if you're watching it right now, you know, just after the release, you're probably one of the first ones. That's wonderful. But yeah, because I'm literally just like going all over the place right now. But my question for you, Ian, is why do you think that interoperability 2.0 is so important that we focus literally all of our work and all of our ideas and development into that? And how is interoperability 2.0 going to change the crypto space?
Yeah, so I think I already touched on some of the differences between interoperability 1.0 and what we view to be interoperability 2.0. But if I could just recap again, interoperability 1.0 is the ability to move assets and value essentially across from chain to chain. That has already actually been solved for by many, many projects, including Ferrum, by virtue of token bridges. Token bridges could be an example of a product that you would view as interoperability 1.0. You're able to move a token from chain A, Binance Smart Chain, for example, to chain B, Ethereum. That's not terribly innovative any longer. So Ferrum, you know, we're always trying to stay on the cutting edge and actually solve real problems. It's the only way you survive in this industry is if you solve real problems and you build products that are worthwhile, that are providing a solve for your pain, essentially, right? That's your problem. And so over the course of the last few years in building out our ecosystem across multiple chains, we noticed a glaring problem. And that is, if you are a builder, developer, that's trying to build across chains or in this sort of multi-chain world that we're living in, it is very challenging to do so in an effective way, because the there's significant barriers in deploying smart contracts, for example, on multiple chains. If you have a smart contract on Ethereum, it may work there well, and it may work on other EVM compatible chains, although you may need to change some things. But if you're talking about non-EVM compatible chains, it's quite challenging to just deploy that smart contract, that information, essentially self-executing data on other non-EVM compatible chains. You may even need to learn whole different programming languages in order to do that. Mm-hmm. And so the idea behind interoperability 2.0 in the Ferrum and the Ferrum mainnet powered by our quantum portal technology is the ability to deploy a smart contract on the Ferrum network and have it work automatically across all these different networks that that our network is connected to. And so we're positioning the mainnet as kind of a developer's hub, in a sense. Come to the Ferrum network, build here once, press a button, and deploy your smart contracts across all these different multiple chains. So that's really the fundamental vision.
That sounds like you're going to be able to transfer not only currencies and tokens, but data, smart contracts, all sort of the whole kit and caboodle, essentially.
Yeah, that's it. That's because again, you know, the ability to move assets is great. It's critical, and we're still going to do that. That's still a fundamental aspect of the protocol, but it's not a breakthrough any longer. I mean, you know, because we founded Ferrum in 2018, token bridges weren't a thing. This industry moves quick. Smart people are here. They built token bridge. We built our own token bridge. So it's not, you know, it's not something that hasn't been done. What we're talking about hasn't really been done. And I think to Tom's earlier point, there's only a handful of companies in the space that are solving these sort of problems, including this big, the big ones like Polkadot is like the biggest one that's trying to become, you know, really truly multi-chain. And we're sort of following in their footsteps. And I would say punching above our weight in that sense. So it's quite exciting.
I've been getting updated, you know, being new to the team, I've been doing everything I can to get updated with all that is Ferrum. And in one of the updates a few weeks ago, the something about Ferrum and Ferrum X utility kind of shifting and changing came into view, something about the Ferrum network, Ferrum X network. And I was hoping you could talk about that and what is the utility that is coming to those tokens, the new utility, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because you know, token utility is key to everything that we do. Every time we're developing a new product, every decision that we make really is framed up in the sense of how is this going to add utility to the token. We've gone on a quite a circuitous route through our life cycle. We always wanted to build a mainnet in which the Ferrum token would be the gas of that network, similar to, you know, how Ethereum is the gas of the Ethereum blockchain, right? You need to spend it in order to run a transaction. So while it's taken a while to get there, it is almost there. And so that's going to be the new core utility for the Ferrum token as gas of the network. You'll need to spend it to run transactions. You will be able to stake it on nodes in order to earn rewards that are paid out as a result of people running transactions. So two really, you know, sort of core utilities are coming with the launch of the mainnet, but the same thing's happening with the Ferrum X network. And that one's even more exciting, because the Ferrum X token was conceived of originally as really primarily a governance token and a rewards token. And that's how it's acted for the past year and a half or so since it's been live. But because of the fact we're building sort of in the Polkadot Kusama model with respect to our mainnet, there's the Ferrum network, which is kind of viewed as like the Polkadot-esque blockchain, which is sort of more polished, you could say, less experimental. You know, there isn't a lot of crazy testing that's happening over there. That's where the Ferrum X network is going to come into play. So in fact, we're launching the Ferrum X network before the Ferrum network. And guess what's going to be the utility token of the Ferrum X network? The Ferrum X token. And that's what you'll need to spend to run transactions on the Ferrum X network, use it to run, you know, get nodes and so on and so forth. So this is a huge change going from a governance rewards token to a token with transactional utility as a mainnet. That's a huge, huge thing. And we've sort of been screaming from the rooftops a little bit. I don't know if people noticed, but they'll eventually pick up on it and they'll realize, wait, this is a big, big deal. And FerrumX is priced not as a transactional utility token. It's priced a governance token. So it's very, it's sort of a major shift, major positive shift for both of the tokens coming this year.
Yeah. I mean, as a holder of Ferrum and FerrumX, I'm very excited about both of those developments. I mean, it's very, very exciting. Another product that we're currently about to come into beta, Crucible. I was just hoping you could touch upon, for anybody who's viewing, like how do you view Crucible as changing the DeFi space?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Crucible because Ferrum and FerrumX have other utilities, by the way, other than even the ones related to the mainnet. And one of those utilities is now through our new DeFi product, the Crucible or Crucible. And this is a groundbreaking DeFi 2.0 product that we've just launched in alpha about 4 or 6 weeks ago. We're about to unveil it and launch that to the wider public in a beta launch coming hopefully next week. And this is a product that is really designed to solve some of the major problems that are bedeviling the DeFi industry for a long time. One of which is the fact that the vast majority of DeFi protocols are not sustainable, meaning the rewards that are given out are oftentimes just the result of people paying tokens from their treasury, or perhaps there's some strange voodoo economics behind it. You know, one token's value tied to another, like you saw with the Terra USD, UST, like Luna implosion. The other problem being just the ease of use and the fact that most DeFi protocols are confusing at best to use unless you're an expert. So Crucible really set out to solve both of those problems. From the standpoint of the rewards and the unsustainable nature of rewards, Crucible rewards are actually generated from the transaction volumes and the fees that the users pay to run transactions within that ecosystem. So it's not like rewards are coming from the treasury of Ferrum. They're actually being generated by the users of this product as they do trading and transactions within the Crucible ecosystem. So that's the sustainability side. And on the user side, ease of use side, we've designed it so that anyone without any DeFi knowledge can go through step by step and is automatically prompted to go to the next step, 1, 2, 3, and they can watch tutorials along the way, videos. There's clear explanations. It's really easy to use, which was super important to me because I'm not a DeFi degen, just being honest. I'm too busy for that. So like I look at a lot of DeFi protocols, I'm like, I can't figure this out, like on to the next. Like how are we gonna get mass adoption if like even myself, the founder of a crypto project, does not have the patience to figure out DeFi stuff? How are we gonna get like, you know, guy who's just starting out? So we came at it from that angle. Let's make it easy. And let's make these rewards sustainable so no one gets blown up like they did in Terra.
Well, I think, you know, that's the, you know, I've been watching all these videos on Crucible and that was my aha moment where like the deflationary aspect, the burn mechanism within it, the fact that you're not pooling from the treasury, but you're doing one-to-one with current circulating supply. I mean, it sounds simple, but that actually is a huge difference from every project I've been involved with that tries to have a product like this. And I think that's the huge differential for me when I look at it, because I think it will add value and it will add price appreciation. So it's really exciting. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to add value and price appreciation. I think some, and also recognition within the industry, because it is kind of a groundbreaking product when you think about it. How it works is you have your Ferrum, and then you're using the Crucible UI. In a few clicks of a button, you can mint, you basically stake or lock up your Ferrum and you mint a new version of Ferrum called Crucible Ferrum. Now that Crucible Ferrum token has unique properties, including a burning feature when there's a transaction, and then a fee on transfer or transaction feature. That transaction fee then gets distributed to people who are staking the Crucible token. So what you can do is you take your Ferrum, you mint a Crucible Ferrum, you stake that, and you start to earn rewards generated by the transactions of everybody else within that ecosystem. We're all, and by the way, the utility of the Crucible Ferrum is going to be the same as Ferrum token. So you need to hold a certain amount or stake a certain amount to access pre-sales. So all these activities, you know, people come in, they want to join a pre-sale. Okay, they got to get their Crucible Ferrum. So how do you do that? You got to get your Ferrum first. You mint into Crucible Ferrum, you stake that. If they want to get out, they can get out any time. But remember, there's fees being generated from that as well. So the whole, every time there's a transaction, people are earning from that and it's a completely sustainable way. And in fact, even actually deflationary, because there's the burning element causes deflation on Crucible Ferrum and then by virtue of Ferrum itself. So it's, I know it sounds complicated and it kind of is, but once people get their hands on it, I promise you that you have that aha moment, like, oh, it all makes sense. It's pretty easy. It's like, okay, we're earning money from the transaction fees and that's pretty cool.
Right. It's simple at the end of the day, but it is a lot to take in.
Yeah, and honestly, there's also in terms of the ease of use of Crucible, there's a great article that we've just released. That's also an update to the last phases of alpha tested of Crucible. And it actually does have little screenshots and sneak peeks of what the UX UI design also improved. UX UI design is going to look like, and I personally think that they look absolutely stunning. Honestly, 100%. Whatever's going to happen, this is the best looking DeFi product out there. 100%. Absolutely love it. But let's probably just wrap things up here. Just to sum up, you know, we've discussed the issues and problems in the crypto space, things that we've identified. We've also discussed the interoperability 2.0 and the utility of FRM and FRMX as well. And we also had some time to touch up on Crucible as well. So just my one final question, do you have any final thoughts, guys?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to Joe. He has been an absolute trooper, and we're so glad to have him on the team. He's come on as a digital marketing specialist. He's also be helping on the sales side. And look, Ferrum is a complicated beast. And he just dove in and researched and has already demonstrated a grasp of our products and our services that I think, you know, is well, first of all, it's very impressive. And it shows that, you know, this is a guy who's going to be with us for a really long time. And so we're thrilled to have Joe on the team. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. You know, I have a decent amount of experience in crypto. I've been doing, I could technically qualify as a DeFi degen. I don't identify as that. But I do, I definitely trade and use a lot of different blockchains. I'm in a lot of different NFT projects across a lot of different blockchains. And I've been with Ferrum for a year and a half now. And now that I'm a part of the team, I'm realizing just how much Ferrum has going on. And I didn't realize, I mean, it's all there. Most of it's there on the YouTube. If you take the time to take a look, and Tom's new series, The Roundtable, Ferrum Academy is doing, and a few others, the Gaming Guild interview series with the team. Really, if you watch those, you get a really good sense of everything that's coming down the pipeline. And for a company to be in the position that it's at in a severe, you know, breakdown of Bitcoin bear market, and Ferrum is accelerating and gaining momentum, is really exciting. I'm honored to be a part of the team and learn more and add value. You know, I have a little bit of experience, or quite a bit of experience in tech. I helped found a native iOS app back in 2014 to 2016. And I've been with a number of different startups, and I've done sales and marketing, consulting in addition to a few other skills that I have that I can't wait to bring to the Ferrum team and be adding value. So thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Yeah, we're not slowing down, folks. We obviously impacted somewhat by the market conditions. It hasn't been easy, but we wanted to position ourselves and have been able to position ourselves in such a way that we could still bring on awesome new talent, guys like Joe and others who we've been hiring even on the dev side. And we're just very fortunate to be in that position. So it's build, opportunity in this market, and we're going to continue to do that. We're also going to continue to do these videos and the outreach stuff, but we're just getting started, folks. We're still in the first inning of Ferrum. I firmly believe that.
100%. This is just the beginning. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Joe, thank you. This is your first video at Ferrum. You've just smashed it. I absolutely love it. And if you want to find out a little bit more information about Joe, we're definitely going to do a Meet the Ferrum Team video with him. So get ready for that. Ian, thank you so much for joining and giving us this little recap on the current status of what's happening at Ferrum and how we are constantly going to change the crypto space for the better. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Tom. Thanks, Ian.
Ferrum Network is a pioneer in ushering in the era of interoperability 2.0. Ferrum Network's mainnet nodes and related infrastructure will bring value, data, and functional interoperability to every chain in the industry. Ferrum also specializes as a multi-chain blockchain as a service DeFi company, adding deflationary mechanisms, token utility, and advisory services to projects across the crypto space.